We continue with lesson number 39 in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Maseches Shviyos. We're in the ninth perek, and we are up to the sixth and seventh Mishnayos. Perek Tes, Perek Tishii, Mishneh Vov, and Mishneh Zayin. Mishneh Vov, Hamalakeit Asovim Lachim. If a person gathers moist or fresh herbs, so it's permitted to eat them, as far as the Zman HaBiur is concerned, it's permitted to eat them up until Ad Sheyivash HaMosok, until the natural moisture in the earth, which gives sweetness to the peros, is dried out. From that point on, he is obligated to be mevayer these asovim lachim. At that point, those asovim lachim which are remaining in the field are no longer edible by the chayos, the wild animals in the field. V'hamegabev bayovesh, a person who gathers dried herbs is permitted to eat them Ad sheteired reviyoshniya, until there are three major rains that occur during the month of Cheshvan in the land of Eretz Yisrael. Each of them is called a reviya. Reviya means thoroughly moistened. So at the end of the second of these rains, that's the time limit until which one can eat the Asovim Yeveshim that he has gathered. The Gemara Maseches Tainis explains that there are three revios, three times of rain, generally in Eretz Yisrael: the early rain, the average rain, and the late rain. And the Gemara discusses different opinions as to when these rains are. Basically, the second rain is the one we're talking about now, the Revio Beinonis. And here, there's a machlokis. According to Rav Meir, this happens on the seventh day of Cheshvan. In other words, you can be gather these herbs until the second day of Cheshvan of the eighth year. According to Rabbi Yehuda, until the 17th day of Cheshvan. And according to Rabbi Yossi, until the 23rd day of Cheshvan. But that's the definition of Reviya Shniya. Now the Mishnah continues, Ale Konim Va'ale Gefonim, the leaves, edible leaves, which branch off from reeds and from the vine, of a grapevine, they can be eaten Ad She Yishru Me'avihem, until they drop off of their father, so to speak. In other words, they drop off, in the case of the Ale Konim, they drop off the reed. Or in the case of the Alei Gefonim, they drop off the vine. Until that point, it's permissible to eat them. After that point, is Zman HaBiur. V'hamegabev bayovesh, a person who gathers together the dried Alei Konim v'Alei Gefonim, does not have to be mevayer them at Shetere Reviya Shania. Again, until this date in Cheshvan, when the second rain normally occurs. Rabbi Akiva Omer Bechulon Ad Sheteired Reviya Shniya, with reference to everything, whether it's grassy herbs, or whether it's leaves off of vines and reeds, whether it's moist, whether it's dried, the Zman HaBiur is always Reviya Shniya. Since we've mentioned Reviya Shniya, the next Mishnah goes on to discuss various other things, not related necessarily to Shviyas at all, but to which the date, the cutoff date, is Reviya Shniya, this date, to the 7th or 17th or 23rd of the month of Cheshvan. So, Kayotze Bo, this date of the Reviya Shniya applies to Hamaskir Bayis Lachavero Adag Shomim. Suppose I own a house and I rent the house to you, and I say you can have the house for $1,000 from now until the rains. So, well, what does that mean? So Achateret Reviyashniya means until this second rain in the middle of the month of Cheshvan. Similarly, Hamudur Hanome Chaveiro, if I say to you that I'm not going to get it, I make a neder, I'm not going to get any Hanoah from you, any benefit from you until the Gshomim, until the rains. So I can't get Hanoah from you because of my neder, my vow, until the Reviyashniya. In the non-shvius years, every other year, the 6 years, the aniyim, the poor people, have a right to go into the field and gather the leket, the droppings, the gleanings, the shichicha, that which has been forgotten, the peya, the corner of the field, which the Baal HaBayis, the owner of the field, left for the aniyim, so we can go into the orchards until a certain point. After a certain point, then the trampling of my field is damages the field. So ad emosai, until what point in the year aniyim nichnosim lepardesos, are the poor people permitted to enter into the orchards? Ad sheteved reviyashniya, until the reviyashniya, from that point on, they are trampling the owner's ground, the earth, and this is detrimental to the earth. Me emosai nehenin visorfin bateven uvakashel shviyas, until what point, from what point, is it permissible to burn and to derive hanoah from the hay and the straw of the year of Shvius? Now, we explained earlier that teven v'kash, straw and hay, are ma'achol behema, they're animal food. And as animal food, they are subject to the laws of Kedusha Shvius. And therefore, you can't just use them to burn them, to trample them, to echveis, to use them to sleep on, or to spread upon the earth so that the ground is not muddy or whatever. You can't use them for those things. However, Mishetered Reviyashniya, once the second rain has come, by that time the Teven of Kash have become so rotten that they're no longer edible by animals, no longer Ruyim for Ma'achal Chayim Behema. And therefore, the Kedusha Shvius is gone, disappear, so to speak, and it's permissible to use for whatever purposes you want to use the Teven Vakash for. And so we have finished Mishnah Zayin of Perek Tes, and in the process have completed lesson number 39.